Well, good morning. 8:51, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
You ace.
You ace.
You want me to read you the fishing report?
No, I'll read it later. I don't want you to. I didn't know if they were doing it again or back up because they took a break from it for a while, but.
I'll just give you a little teaser, because you're going to like this one.
Yes.
St. Joseph River.
Ooh.
Decent numbers of walleye have been caught in the lower river by those trolling or drifting.
Ooh! It's a tasty fish. That's the
one you're looking for.
Walleye is always great.
You're looking for a muskie.
I'm still on the muskie hunt, yeah, but I'll always take a walleye on the line. Always. Tricky little bastards, but nice. Good old lake walleye. I saw a guy catch a massive walleye off the pier last year. That thing was a tank. Anyway.
Pier's hot this year, man.
Yeah, it's hot. Hot pier. I think you got a little less traffic, you know, with everything going on. So maybe right now, the fish aren't as, you know, who knows. But,
they're curious. Why are we dying?
Hey, where's all the food? Where's all those worms they were throwing in there? All right, let's do it. We got to do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. He's got your life. He's got your car. He's got your home. He's got your boat insurance. Whatever you need covered, man, he's got you covered. Just give Chris Thompson a call, 269-408-8872, and say, hey, Chris, I need some insurance. And he'll be like, all right, I got your insurance. And then it's that simple. That easy. I mean, there's some other things you got to do, but for the most part, that's it.
Just give him a call, would you?
Give him a call. Chris. Take him fishing.
Go kid.
All right? Take him fishing. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I don't even have the sheet open. Hold on a second.
Yeah, while you're looking for a dumb vocabulary, there's just been since we're talking about fishing, there's a recent picture posted that I saw. It was in Antarctica, I think? Antarctica? It was a giant squid that swam up next to a boat. Dude, it is the most massive thing you would ever see in your life. And it's a living, floating around in the ocean. It blew my mind seeing this picture.
Dinosaur. Yeah, check it out. We should post it on our Facebook page. Let everyone else freak out and see, like, that's in the ocean? Nah, I'm never going back there.
Yeah, nightmares.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, brain dangle. Brain dangle.
So testicles kind of look like brains, right? And they dangle. Just dangling around. The brain dangle. Was the guy that was up on that railroad sign, was he brain dangling?
Not quite. There's a little more to the brain dangle.
I don't know. It's just you're dangling and... I don't know. I can't put it together.
It's when a man dangles his testicles outside of his pants. So you do the zip, you pull. Because if you're just naked, that doesn't count. That's just, you're just naked. You know, everything's dangling. But the actual act of brain dangling is when you pull the zipper down, you just get the berries out, okay, and then you let those dangle outside the pants.
Dude, this is crazy. This is amazing. I saw a brain dangle last night. I'm going to tell you the story.
What?
Yes, Sam. You know our buddy Sam?
Yeah.
Phenomenal golfer. He had a drive, sprayed it left, and it was literally up next to a tree on like a root. Asked the guy we were playing, hey, man, can I move it back like 6 inches so I don't have to hit it off the root? It's kind of a known rule in golf. You can take it off a root.
Yeah.
So he moves it back, and it still was a tough shot. He had to squeeze it between two trees. Dude, he hit a stinger, and it hit the tree right in front of him. Ball popped back and hit him square in the nuts. Dude, I'm telling you, Sam curled up and was rolling down the fairway screaming. Oh, God. Oh, dude, like, I've seen Sam take some hits before. That guy's tough.
Yeah.
But, dude, it dropped him like a sack of potatoes. So he had to sit out that hole. He couldn't golf for, like, two holes. He's walking around trying to walk it off. Dude, he comes over to the cart, and he's like, I'm sorry, I just have to show you. Dude, he did the brain dangle, pulled those things out. Dude, his left one was the size, I'm serious, of a baseball. He's like, do we have to go to the hospital? I'm like,
put a beer on it. You'll be fine. You'll be all right. Just take a cold beer, put it on there.
He did. He stuck his beer on it the rest of the round.
Fantastic.
Oh, dude, he was in misery. Misery last night.
That's fantastic. I love that. See, now that's a painful brain dangle, but a brain dangle nonetheless.
The guys we were playing with, they're like, is he okay? I'm like, he's already got two kids. He's fine.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest, he'd probably get those things nipped off anyway. So, example, Hunter got brain dangled by Sam last night. There you go.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks for the view, bro.
It's the brain. All right, that's your dumb vocabulary.
By the way, Sam, you need to shave your balls, bro.
I mean, good shape and all, but you got to clean them up, buddy.